Wave Farm Radio and WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio, present Sonic Anthropology with Comrade Squilch on Radio Stew. 8 nights of binaural motion, recombinant waves, reimagined sound maps, phonographic ephemera, ethnographic archives, media archaeology, generative texts, resultant melodies, Revan on memories, interspecies communication, and post-human voices. Tonight, Part 1. Spectral Dive.
Ready?
Excuse me, where was I?
Begin now. We spend more time in listening than in any other communication activity. Because we think faster than we listen, it's easy to be distracted. But the sad fact is that most of us do not know how to listen. Extraneous sounds may have a control of the best listening. Often we tune out the sounds that are coming at us.
And please,
so significant is this problem that a communications expert, Marshall McLuhan, suggest that processing information will be the big business of the future.
You were currently running inside of HTML content, to clip, finder, desktop, radio result grab, masafa, isnan, items folder. You were currently running folder.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Salam syiar, sehat dan santa.
9.9% En las condiciones de la inmensa mayoría de los países de América Latina, no hay otro camino que la lucha armada. Y esa parece ser la situación también en muchos otros países de Asia y de África. Por lo general siempre el imperialismo cuenta con todos los medios, aliados con las oligarquías de cada uno de los países, para impedir el triunfo democrático de la revolución.
Stop the tape. You don't think we'd let it be any other way, do you?
The radio may seem an irrelevance in the age of the internet, but it is the most intimate of the so-called mainstream media.
And please turn down that radio.
كان نفس بوس المركز كانوا في دولة عثمانية لدينا حوانيت يعني دكاكين تحت القوس عندما جت إيطاليا يعني خلعت مع شيء دكاكين شهدوا عملوا لي نظام جديد
The radio may seem an irrelevance in the age of the internet, but it is the most intimate of the so-called mainstream media and as such possesses a genetic to authoritarian rule. Radio's a chap. ubiquitous and can whisper truths under the big covers. There is no syntax dictators at the moment and direct access to the arts of the
ignorant. Knoul lege parent heses fish, parent heses has less power than paik, Ibrameda dram suspicious because it will have no descendants. Alexi Nikolaev aknik knameskina ne de bon tinskina ne de bon lox like me y muritingus alus aldors to avoid artist. Knoul lege parent heses fish, parent heses has less power than paik, Ibrameda dram suspicious because it will have knameskina ne de Knoul lege parenthesis fish, parenthesis has less power than paik, Ibrameda dram. Knoul lege parenthesis fish. Knoul lege parenthesis fish. Usual. Skina ne de bon tin, skina ne de bon lox, like skina ne de bon tin, skina ne de bon lox, like skina ne de bon tin, skina ne de bon lox, like. Skina ne de bon tin, skina ne de bon lox, like skina stin, skina ne de bon lox, like skina ne de bon tin, skina ne de bon lox, like.
The radio may seem an irrelevance in the age of the internet, but it is the most intimate of the so-called mainstream media, and as such poses a challenge to the solitarian room. Radios are cheap, ubiquitous, and can whisper truths under the dark covers. There is nothing that dictators can more than direct access to the ears of their subjects.
Are here after midnight with Comrade Squelch. Good evening. Welcome to the Wave Farm.
Thank you.
What have the strange sounds we've been hearing?
That was a piece called Are You Listening, which is a chopped and diced and sliced take on some old business training tapes. Originally made for JCPenney executives, along with poetry made by voice recognition software and a tour through internet radio, Radio Libya, a documentary on Fidel Castro, and various other random sources.
So we're sort of wandering through the wires there.
Yeah, I'm floating on the ether.
You wanted to talk about, I guess, why you're here. What are you're building towards something? You're going to be here every night at midnight, we should say.
Yeah, here on this station, same bat time, same bat frequency. And I guess that's the question everybody wants to know. Why are we here?
Because the bats aren't?
Well, they might be. They might be, actually.
They've been missing. We used to have bats around the pond. But
where'd they go?
I think they got some of that white nose stuff.
White noise. So, yes, so speaking of the pond, during my 10-day residency here at the Wave Farm, we'll be having the special event, which I'm sure that regular listeners will hear more about as we get closer to it, which is the annual audio buffet, this year dedicated to Paulino Oliveros, the composer who left us 1 year ago. And that'll be on Saturday, July 22nd.
So tune in. You'll be able to hear a bunch of different Hudson Valley and beyond. I think there are people coming from all over the world to Wave Farm to do a little radio performance that you can listen to on air.
And we will be playing the pond along with the pond station, the hydrophones, underwater microphones, and various special talking with birds and an environmental dialogue that will go from here out to the world.
I'm seeing if we have some list. What you're doing, you're talking with birds that day. We'll be able to hear that from 3 to 4 p.m.
That's right, Eastern Daylight Time. And then we have a group improvisation from 4 to 6 with lots of really great sound artists taking part, including Bobby Previte, Seth Cluett, Michelle Nagai, and other special guests. Joe McPhee will be here with his didgeridoo.
And he's doing an old Pauline Oliveira's piece from the 80s that they did together, or the 90s? Is it maybe early 90s or mid-80s? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so we'll be talking more about that during the week on the programs. We'll be doing 8 nights of sonic anthropology here. Tonight is part 1, the spectral dive. And the upcoming programs, tomorrow night, we have Phonogram Mix remixing Ethnographic Wax Cylinder Archives live. Recordings from Berlin, New York. Those are where they're held, but they were recorded all over the world, including a number of rare items. And then on Sunday night, Vox Inhumana, post-human sounds, non-human sounds, not non-human sounds. Bye-bye. That is a bird, by the way, imitating humans, apparently. Or perhaps it's a human imitating birds.
Didn't something come out about ravens this week?
Yeah, there was an article about how they can read minds, but actually it was a very limited study.
Like they can read minds? I thought it was their song for some reason.
But it was a controlled experiment in which the researchers determined that they could actually predict someone's intention, which doesn't sound exactly like news, but they are kind of scary. So, so we'll be hearing birds throughout the week, and then we'll be continuing each night a special program of original radio art, sounds, and music, including Little Operas, Transnational Geographic, A Sonic Window, which is a journey through the sound world of Siberian shamans. That'll be Thursday night, and Radiotronics Lab on Friday night.
All right, where are we going next in our ether spelunking?
The next dive will be into Spectral Wars. This is a mix which was originally composed for the shortwave shindig of David Gorin, another Waveform alum, at the North American Shortwave Sound Listeners Conference, and was broadcast on Radio Miami International and later in Radiophrenia Glasgow.
We may have broadcast it too.
It's quite possible. So this is mix entirely made of interval signals, which are short, repeating radio transmissions that let shortwave listeners tune to distant stations, usually repetitive fragments of melody or speech, sometimes birds or animals, different signals. They'll be broadcast repeatedly and periodically to identify the station you're listening to or let people time when programs stop and start, and sometimes just to maintain a frequency against a rival. But in conflict zones, in wars, revolutions, occupations, sometimes interval signals are used to carry political messages. They're covert messages that are carried overtly because they're hiding in plain sight. Anyone could tune in, and they cross national borders. So some of the signals in this mix were actually originally broadcast from occupied territories and liberation fronts in past wars, including World War II, Radio Budapest, Radio Namibia, which was a clandestine broadcast via Zambia in the 1970s, the Voice of Free Jammu and Kashmir from India, also the Voice of Palestine and the Voice of Jerusalem. All of these are heard in the mix. So it's a journey across these ether waves in which both official state-sponsored and clandestine rebel broadcasts are sometimes captured through the static drift.
Thank you. se volete credermi bene. Ora dirò come è fatta Ottavia, città ragnatela. C'è un precipizio in mezzo a due montagne scoscese, la città è sul vuoto, legata a due creste con funi e catene e passerelle. Si cammina sulle traversine di legno, attenti a non mettere il piede negli intervalli o ci si aggrappa alle maglie di canapa. Sotto non c'è niente per centinaia e centinaia di metri. Qualche nuvola scorre. Si intravede più in basso il fondo del burrone. Questa è la base della città, una rete che serve da passaggio e da sostegno. Tutto il resto, invece di elevarsi sopra, sta appeso sotto. Scale di corda, amache, case fatte a sacco, attaccapanni, terrazzi come navicelle, otri d'acqua, becchi del gas, girarrosti, cesti appesi a spaghi, montacarichi, docce, trapezzi e anelli per i giochi, teleferiche, lampadari, vasi con piante dal fogliame pendulo. Sospesa sull'abisso, la vita degli abitanti di Ottavia è meno incerta che in altre città. Sanno che più di tanto la rete non regge. Hundreds and hundreds of feet. A few clouds glide past. Farther now, you can glimpse the chasm's bed. This is the foundation of the city, a net which serves as passage and as support. All the rest, instead of rising up, is hung below.
The corner of Islington High Street and Pentonville Road has long been an important London crossroads. For some 500 years, it was the site of various incarnations of the Angel, the legendary pub and Ravellers Inn. The adjacent underground railway station opened in 1901. A century ago, such rail hubs were scenes of transport for British troops heading to the front in the First World War. In this mix, sounds of the bustling contemporary underground station blend with static carrying traces of the ghosts of the First World War, from the excitement and goodbyes of leaving for the front to the poison gas bombardment and carnage of trench warfare. The resonant frequencies of the Angel Islington Ticket Hall resolve into the echoes of a choir and the voice of Lieutenant Colonel John McRae reciting his famous poem, a memento mori for the hundreds of thousands of soldiers who never returned home from the battlefields of Ypres and the Somme.
Thank you. In the sky the larks still bravely sing, by scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived. Felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved.
They love it as it was before they existed, and we, with the spyglasses and the telescopes in the time world, they never tire of examining it. Whether Armilla is like this because it is unthinkable or because it has been demolished, whether the cause is some enchantment or only a shame, I do not know. The fact remains that it has no walls, no ceilings, no floors. It has nothing that makes it symmetrical, except the water pipes that rise vertically where the house should be and spread out horizontally where the floor should be. A forest of pipes that end in taps, showers, spouts, overflows. Against the sky, a lavabo's white stands out, or a bathtub, or some other porcelain, like late fruit still hanging from the bowl. You would think the plumbers had finished their job and gone away before the bricklayers arrived, or else their hydraulic systems, indestructible, had survived a catastrophe, an earthquake, or the corrosion of thermites. Abandoned before or after it was inhabited, Armilla cannot be called deserted. At any hour, raising your eyes among the pipes, you are likely to glimpse a young woman, or many younger women, slender, not tall of stature, luxuriating in the bathtubs or arching their backs under the showers suspended in the void, washing or drying or perfuming themselves or combing their long hair at a mirror. In the sun,
The threads of water falling from the showers glisten, the jets of the taps, the splashes, the sponges of salt. Explanation. The streams of water channeled in the pipes of Armilla have remained in the possessions of nymphs and naiads. Accustomed to traveling along underground veins, they found it easy to enter into the new aquatic realm, to burst from multiple fountains, to find new mirrors, new games, new ways of enjoying the water. Their invasion may have driven out the human beings, or Armilla may have been built by humans as a votive offering to win the favor of the nymphs, or offended at the misuse of the waters. In any case, now they seem content with maidens. In the morning, you hear them singing. Dopo aver marciato 7 giorni attraverso boscaglie, chi va a Bauci non riesce a vederla ed è arrivato. I sottili trampoli che s'alzano dal suolo a distanza l'uno dall'altro e si perdono sopra il nudo sostengono la scena. Chi si sa, a terra gli abitanti si mostrano di rado, hanno già tutto l'operamento da sé, preferiscono non vedere. Nulla della città tocca il suolo tranne quelle lunghe gambe da finicottero, cui si appoggia e nelle giornate luminose un'ombra traforata e angolosa che si disegna sul fogliame. E un po' di esistano sugli abitanti di Bauci, che odino la terra, che la rispettino al punto di evitare ogni contatto, che l'amino come era prima di loro, che con cannocchiali e telescopi puntati in giù, non si stanchino di passare in passeggio, foglia a foglia, sasso a sasso, formica per formica.
Thank you.
You've been listening to selections from Cities in Memory, a World Sound Map project featuring field recordings and reimagined field recordings from India and Washington, D.C., Venice, Italy, Alaska, Brooklyn, New York, and the shores of Utopia. We heard excerpts from Thin Cities featuring a reading by Italo Calvino, Madurai Dada, a Dada reimagining of sounds of Madurai, India, Politics and Protest from the First Gulf War in 1991, and The Angels of Islington, ghosts of the First World War haunting a contemporary London tube station. I'm Comrade Squelch, a.k.a. Tom Miller. Thanks to Tom Rowe for being here and taking me through the board. Tune in for the next 7 nights for further installments of Sonic Anthropology. Tomorrow night, Phonogram Mix, rare wax cylinders from the earliest days of ethnographic sound recording.
I'm going to go to the hospital. You didn't think that.